Good day from me, André Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories we published in the past week. One of the most well-known personalities in Christian ministry in South Africa is farmer evangelist Angus Buchan, and daily TV programs and a whole range of multimedia productions have played a significant part in providing Uncle Angus with a platform to proclaim the gospel to multitudes of people in South Africa and way beyond. This week, we publish a testimony by George Carpenter, executive producer of Shalom Ministries, who has been responsible for producing their high-impact media for the past 16 years. George, who is also a spiritual son of Buchan's and has accompanied him on ministry trips around South Africa and the world, is relocating to the UK in response to God's calling. In his testimony, he shares that while there have been many big moments over the past 16 years, it is precious small moments that come to mind most at this time. From Israel, we report news that although Ben Gurion Airport is shut down for the first time since the nation's founding in 1947, a specially chartered flight sponsored by the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem was allowed to bring 302 Ethiopian Jewish immigrants home to Israel early on Friday morning in the latest phase of the Operation Rock of Israel airlift, which is helping to bring as many as possible Jews from Ethiopia to Israel over the next few years. Many have been living for years under tough conditions in transit camps. Friday's airlift was the ICEJ's largest fully chartered Aliyah flight in over two decades. Monday, the 8th of February, was Gateway News' 10th anniversary of publishing God's Stories, a milestone for which we thank God. To mark this occasion, I wrote an opinion piece called Let's Pay Heed to Caleb and Joshua's Reports. It's a reflection on why we should care about the news we consume. Other headlines this week include tribute to Nico Bogus, who served the Lord to the end, Goliath trampled as prayer warriors unite in Africa-wide Prayer Connect. Dear President, please consider these concerns when rolling out vaccines. Love of Jesus melts hearts of Hitler's henchmen, and student suing over transgender policy says she's fighting for fairness in women's sports. You can read all these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or sign up online for our weekly newsletter, or get the news on Facebook at Gateway News page or on Twitter at Gateway News ZA. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.